Yeah, so the impetus of this bet was first discovered within the...
Stop.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Interesting Discussion Sometimes. It's the regular boys. It's me, Christian. I'm back here with Haran, Harsha, and Tarun. And we might have a solo episode, which may be disappointing to some of you, but we will make sure it is jam-packed, full of interesting stories and tidbits. And we will start off by continuing kind of what we did in the last episode, which is like looking back into the year 2023. So you listen to this podcast a lot. You know, we're big trivia guys, even though we're not really big trivia guys because we suck at it. But you know what I mean. And there's like this big fat quiz of the year, which is like a popular thing to do, especially I think in like the UK. We're going to try our hand at it, sort of. Each of us came up with a few questions. We haven't run them by each other, so we hope that there's no overlap. But, you know, if it is, it is. So, basically, yeah, we're just going to kind of quiz each other on, like, stuff that happened in the year 2023. See how we all do. See how much attention we all paid in the year. Since, you know, we all lived each and every day. Yeah. So... who has a really interesting question to start with?
I do.
Oh, I love audience participation.
Okay, yeah, I have four questions here. I'm going to start with what I think is probably the hardest.
Lucky me.
Before we start, are we like all entering at once? Or my first one to buzz? Or like how are we?
Let's just each give an answer.
Okay, I'll go.
So, question number one. As all of you know, Rihanna was wearing red at the Super Bowl in a very form-fitting latex suit because she was very, very pregnant at the time. So, my question is, when did Rihanna have her second kid? Second kid being the one that she was pregnant with during the Super Bowl. The answers are August 1st, July 15th, January 9th of this year, October 7th.
How could she be very, very pregnant in February last year?
I don't know.
Is that false information? You liar. You cheeky liar.
Okay.
August 1st.
Fuck.
Harsha said August 1st. Christian said, you can choose the same answer. It's no. Good.
I was going to say the October one.
Okay. October.
I was going to say August 1st.
Why? Because Harsha said it?
Oh, it's between August 1st and October, but...
Oh, clearly, because I'm the number one and I chose that one, so you chose...
No, but you said very, very, and that's really sticking in my head, so I'm going to back that very, very pregnant and take the closer one than those two, out of those two.
So the correct answer was indeed August 1st, yes.
Let's go.
Is anyone keeping score?
Harsha is.
We're all losers.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, next question. As we all know, once again,
we all know everything.
There once was a famous app named Twitter, but it's no longer named Twitter. So the question is,
X.
on what date did Elon commit / announce to Twitter rebranding to X? The options are July 23rd, 2023. June 25th, 2023, August 24th, 2023, or May 15th, 2023.
Dude, I guess Twitter. I still call it Twitter a lot. I feel like I should know this. I'll start this time because I went last. I'm just shooting. I think it's June. Whatever. I'm shooting in the dark.
Okay.
It's May.
July.
Okay. The correct answer is indeed July.
Nice.
Yeah. How'd you know, Harsha?
Because May 15th, it didn't happen during the wedding. August 24th, it didn't happen when I was at home or New York. June or July is probably like closer to halfway during the summer quarter. So, yeah. There you go.
Fair. Related back to his life. That makes sense.
That's so annoying.
I thought you could just say like, it's not May. It's not June. It's not August. It's July.
That too.
Okay, third question. We love women on this podcast.
And on this podcast?
In we, the people of this podcast, love the woman. Harsha is, you know, that's up for debate, but that's okay. We additionally love women who also run businesses and are successful. So the question is, Taylor Swift amassed $1.04 billion from her Eras tour this past year. How many tickets did she sell in total? So this is across, I actually don't even know how many shows. It's probably like 100 or more.
That's a lot.
Something like that. Yeah. These are like tickets, not like anything else. Yeah. Individual tickets. The answers are 4.35 million, 5.21 million, 3 million, or 3.66 million.
I abstain from this because this Why? Is one of my questions.
Do you know the answer?
I know the answer.
But can you say the options again, sorry?
4.35, 5.21, 3.66.
I believe 3.6.
Again, the total the gross revenue from this tour was $1.04 billion.
That's actually insane just by itself. 3.66 is what I.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I'm on 0 points, so I'm gonna go with the four number.
And Christian is correct.
Harsha, take it away.
Christian is correct.
Let's go. Haran, you saved me from myself.
Dude, 1 billion from a tour is fucking That's crazy. What insane. The hell?
Yeah. I was reading another article about that, and it said like 208 million was just from 1 week of New York and Philly.
Wait, so how did that like go? Like, how much revenue that goes to her?
So the venue. Oh, never mind.
She's probably like. As a prop, because she owns the whole thing. Like, she owns the tour. She owns, like, every single part.
She owned her, yeah, she owned her label, too, right? So, like,
owns everything. Music. She literally owns everything. So, I wouldn't be surprised if she...
Does this count the movie?
The reason why I ask is because one of my questions both to Taylor Swift, but I'm going to scratch that now because we're talking about her. But anyway,
can keep the question.
No. It's stupid now because, like, my question was... I was reading stuff online and it said, like, according to Bloomberg, which artist became a billionaire in 2023. But then when we just talk about her tour making a billion, I don't know how she only became a billionaire in 2023.
Wait, but she was definitely a billionaire before this.
That's why I guess I didn't know about the tour thing. So that's why I'm surprised. Anyway.
She had to have made at least 100 to 150 million, I would assume. Like, at the very least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's net. Like, I feel like that was the revenue of the tour. And then, pay for, like, the, you know, all the shit that goes into having a tour. But yeah, she still get, because she doesn't have a label, she doesn't have, like, you know, all these other, like, expenses. Like, she'll still take, like, a decent chunk of that.
Yeah. Shout out to her, man.
Yeah.
The standard artist keeps 85% of tour revenue.
Maybe she became a billionaire before the tour.
Wait,
and then she added another billion.
Really?
Wait, yeah, what? So that's how most artists make money, especially smaller artists. Like, they don't make money through, like, album sales or, like, streams or whatever, because so much of that money gets diluted in each, like, if you have a label, like, they get a big part of it. Like, the streaming service gets a portion of it. Your distributor gets a portion of it. So, like, you get such a fraction amount so that when you go on tour, like, you kind of just have to, like, the venues will pay you, you know, you get merch sales, ticket sales.
Merch sales, yeah. Merch
like, sales. All this shit adds up to, like, a regular artist that makes 85, like, she probably made closer to, like, 90, 92.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although she might have more expenses than the regular artist, but still.
Even if it's just 85, bro. The fact that you can make $850 million in a year.
Yeah.
The craziest part is, like, think about all the fans that didn't even get a chance to see her because all the, like, shows sold out immediately and stuff like that. Like, she could have made even more money if she wanted to, really.
Yeah, I mean, dude, to sell only 4 million tickets, like, only as in, like, I feel like if she kept touring, she, like, people go back multiple times.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
For, like, a $1,500 ticket. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, nuts. Speaking of money, as we all know, in 2023, there are two very, very big movies that came out around the same time. And so the craze of Barbenheimer was aroused.
Crazy. What? It's hard to hold on there. Who's the craze?
Make me go boom. My question is specifically geared towards Oppenheimer, not the person, the movie. The question is, how much did Oppenheimer make? The answers are $951 million, $1.13 billion, $636 million, or $753 million.
Dude, I feel like I looked at this before. Fuck.
1.1.
That's also my answer because I'm pretty sure it broke a billion.
But six, I don't six. Know. To be different.
Okay, so the answer was $951 million.
Oh, I was close to billion. Damn it. Yeah. I thought I broke it.
Yeah. That's why I put a billion answer because I... Well, let me make sure actually before I...
No, you're probably right. No, it's the crazy thing is that I don't think it was projected like... I don't think it was projected to go more than like 600 like from the box office, but just because the Barbie like coupling with it push it hard.
That's crazy. Almost...
Yeah, and it, I think it's... Is that the highest grossing Nolan movie of all time? Right?
I think so, yeah.
Crazy.
But what's crazy is Barbie made almost 1.5 billion.
Yeah. There goes my second question.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, you guys think so? Okay. Okay. Wait,
so this question. What are the scores then?
As of now, Christian has one. I have one, and Harsh has two. I have one. Harsh has two, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And pretty even, okay. Pretty even.
I think Harsha should go next before anybody else takes more of his questions.
How many do you have left?
Before Harsha? He extends his lead.
I just thought of something related. So I still have four.
Oh, I see what Harsha's doing. He's just saying that's his question so that's less point for us to get so that he can win easier. Big grin, big grin. I take it away.
So when we were talking about this topic yesterday, we talked about mentioning sports potentially, and I was like, nothing happened. And then Christian and Haran at least reminded me that something really big happened in sports this past year, where LeBron broke the scoring record. Do you guys remember what number he needed?
Oh God, I think Christian might know this.
None of my questions have any options, so you know, closest.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I also didn't put it. I didn't also put options for mine. I didn't know really know what the.
I'll give it like within 10%.
Dude, shit! I should.
It wasn't like a crazy high number, right?
What are you talking about?
What? Wait, what?
It wasn't a crazy high number. It was pretty.
No, but like he doesn't know. He truly doesn't know what to expect.
Like, no. I'm saying, like I think I misunderstood the question. I think I thought you were asking like how many points he needed in that game to break.
No. Like, what is like.
You're asking like, what was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's
what plus is the one, record?
Plus what, total is the point. What is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring total plus one?
Yeah. But do you know what to expect, Turin? I'll let you go first because I'm.
I feel like you should go first. I know it's like up there. Like, I don't know. How many seasons has LeBron played?
21. Well, last year, so.
At this point, 20.
20.
Dude, fucking 18.6K. I don't fucking know.
Okay. I'll go next because I think Christian actually might
You're the closest
this,
guest so far.
Thank you. It sounds right.
Am I stupid? Okay, I think it's like... I'm a bit off here. It's like 44.2K.
44?
Is it...
What the fuck?
32,388.
All right, none of you guys get it. It's
38,388.
Fuck!
Oh, wow.
Charles, damn, close. I was so LeBron,
what if it was 40K?
LeBron passed 20K scoring in 2013.
Wait, I had all the numbers right except for the fuck.
Right.
I really thought it was 40. I don't know. I thought it was 40K. Oh, damn. Shout out LeBron.
Don't say that.
Why?
They can't do math.
They never know how many points.
Oh, fuck. I had it all right except for one number.
That's more points than all of the kids got in that school on all of their tests combined.
Wait, we should all get a point because we did bad math and they can't do math.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about,
everyone
in LeBron's I Promise school failed their math test. Keep that in mind as we go.
Keep that in mind for life.
For life.
Oh my god, my math is actually so bad now that I think about it. I should have just multiplied shit together.
Yeah, why didn't you?
I don't know. I didn't think.
So this question I just created because Turin took two of my questions. So Barbie was the highest grossing film, which we already covered, and Oppenheimer was up there, but it wasn't second. What was second?
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, how much?
What?
It doesn't matter. I was going to say how much, but it doesn't really matter. It's between 950 and 1.45, so whatever. But yeah, Super Mario Brothers is correct.
Oh, you're just not going to let me answer?
So, yeah, we don't get a chance to guess.
Oh.
Yeah, hold. No, it's too late. You guys didn't know it. You didn't know
it. Sorry. Let's cut that out. So what do you think it was?
Wait, would you guys also Super Mario Brothers? I feel like.
I think I was going to say Super Mario Brothers now that I think about it.
I couldn't think of it.
Now that I think about it. Wait, but Abby, would you actually thought of it?
No, fuck no. I don't know any movies that came out this past year.
I only know because
I could have said Mission Impossible, but I know that wasn't right.
I think so.
Was Top Gun? Top Gun was 2022?
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Good question. Good answer.
No points.
Wait, give me a point, please.
Wait, what the fuck? Points,
you ruined the game.
For us to answer.
What did I do? I just gave an answer.
Yeah, it's Harsha's fault. It's not your fault.
It's my fault.
I think we take 1 point away from Harsha.
Yeah, whatever.
I like that. Yeah, I like that, actually.
Sure.
I'm trying to think
the best way to ask this question.
Let the other people.
So I'll skip it. I'll come back to it. So one of the big things we had in 2023 was AI, ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many users does ChatGPT have?
God, I have no idea. It's a lot.
I feel like Turin and Christian have actually used ChatGPT, so I'll let them go after me.
Is this worldwide?
I actually don't know.
Oh, that may significantly change the answer I was going to say.
This website called explodingtopics.com, which is not super credible, it just says the number. It doesn't say if it's just North America or not.
Just so, out of curiosity, like when you go on the site, does it say like how many active users or like whatever users or no?
When you go on the site?
The answer is definitely worldwide.
Okay.
So it's more than 300 million.
What the fuck? I'll say every user in America is 350 million is my answer. I think that's like the high estimate though.
My original number was 970 million. I'm trying to think about how feasible that is because that's like one out of every eight people. And so I feel like that might be a little high. So I'm going to go with like 650.
If it helps, the number, it's like monthly users.
Oh, like, it's monthly active users?
People that access it like once a month.
There you go.
Oh.
That's what my question was.
Then I'll go like monthly active users. I'll go like
65 mil.
I'll go like 120.
I was going to say 120. I'll go 105.
180 is the answer. Yeah.
So who wins?
That's pretty crazy.
It's apparently every week it's 100 million active users.
Wow.
Damn. Nobody's within 10%. Nobody gets a point.
Last question is there's no number involved, so you can't get it. I won't say anything when somebody gets the answer right. What does Operation Golden Orb mean?
What? This is a you have to give a number?
No.
What? Why would you give a number?
I don't know if you say
it means to partial lock that in.
Wait, what does Operation Golden Orb
mean? No, it's like it's either you know it or you just make up an answer at this point.
Yeah, cool. But if you're within 10%, I'll give it to you.
Wait, you said golden. Oh, Golden Orb.
What is it? Can you explain the context behind this?
I will after you say an answer.
Why would you explain the context? Can you explain what Golden Orb means
to
you?
The context is the answer.
No, you could be like, oh, this is like something like a military operation that came out of TikTok or something. This is a blah, blah, blah.
No, but it's better for us to bullshit our answers.
Operation I don't know if anyone knows. Golden Orb, bro. This is what they're rebranding Dragon Ball Z to. I don't know.
This was a military operation conducted by the U.S. military.
In
fucking Cleveland
in Russia. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Iran saying that the U.S. military is invading Russia.
Yeah. Crimea to be exact. To be exact, yes.
We're gonna be Crimea Iran. River, bitch.
That's fucked up, bro.
I think it is the operation to try and find life on Mercury, some life form on Mercury.
Oh, I like that answer. That's a good answer.
All good answers.
I'd say all very wrong.
This was number related. None of you guys are close. It is what was a code name for King Charles' coronation, which happened last year.
Oh,
it's called Operation Golden Orb. Yeah.
Oh, did you know that?
I do feel like I read that.
Nah, dude. I made all these questions like as I was. I joined the Zoom just now.
Fair enough.
Yeah. They've been having meetings for this like once a year, like preparing for this, and they called it that.
So my mom would have known that. She loves the British family.
Very interesting.
Okay, I'll go next. Harsha.
Or did it not matter?
I'm on one still.
I don't think anybody got any points that
round. You're right.
Yeah, Harsha lost points though. So I think we're all on one, right?
No, I don't have any.
Oh, wait, that one. Until my questions.
Okay.
My questions shouldn't be too hard. Okay. So my first one is sports related. This should be not too bad. Which two nations hosted the 2023 Women's World Cup?
Did anyone here watch that?
I did. I know the answer, so I'll go less.
Dude. Do I get half a point if I get one of them?
Sure.
Sure. Hey, I make the choice this year. It's my question.
Suck me.
I don't even know. I'm just going to throw out random countries. I have no idea. Portugal, Argentina.
I was going to say, make sure they're next to each other. That's usually how they do it.
Is Portugal next to Argentina?
There's a little bit of water.
We're being serious, right?
What's next to Portugal, bro?
Spain. Spain.
There's
is
only
Portugal.
One country next to Portugal.
There's only one country
next to Portugal. There you go. Those are the two.
Okay. How should you want to go next?
Australia,
New Zealand. I don't think that's right.
Yeah, Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah, Australia and Christian get a point.
Well, that's not fair.
I didn't watch. I just couldn't watch because it's so
late. But you see this shit on Twitter. You see that shit on Twitter.
I think you might have heard about it too. That's my bad. I was trying to give a reasonable sport.
No, okay. I'm just complaining. Yeah.
One of the questions got spoiled before, but it was according to Bloomberg, which artist became a billionaire in 2023? We all know that's Taylor Swift.
Kodak Black.
I think that's
Kodak Black. Pity point.
Everyone gets a point. No, it's like that doesn't work like that. Okay. Next question. What Pepsi-owned brand was renamed Starry in early 2023?
Got it. Fucking love Starry.
I don't know. Would you get? Do you guys drink soda?
I go to the grocery store though.
I go to the grocery store.
That's fair. I don't think it's Mountain Dew. It's like, oh, I think maybe I know, actually. Can I answer?
Yeah, sure can. Yeah.
7-Up?
Okay. Harsh, you want
to... Oh, Christian, you want to... I'll go... Oh, yeah, I was going to say Sierra Mist.
Darn. Yeah, Harshing. Close. Harshing, Christian. Close, Harshing, Christian get the... Yeah, that's close, guys. True. Harshing, Christian get the point there. Okay. In February last year, the U.S. Army shot down what object that had crossed into the North American airspace?
Harsh's ass.
Can't get up that high. We've tried.
I think I know.
This. Does anyone know off the bat?
I think I know. I don't know exactly, but I think I know. Harsha, you can't Google it.
Asteroid?
Okay. Okay. Now, Turin and Christian, well, I guess.
Well, I'll just go. I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
I'll go the first one. Wasn't it like a balloon drone thing?
Yeah, I was going to say a weather balloon from China.
Yeah, I'll give you both a point. It was a spy balloon from China. Yeah. Nice work. Okay. Last one. I think I just like this question because I think it's hilarious. This guy's hilarious. But which Republican representative was voted out of Congress last year following the indictment on multiple federal charges, including an accusation that he scammed $3,000 from a GoFundMe campaign for a disabled veteran's dying service dog and immigration documents showing his mother was not in New York on 9/11 as he had previously claimed?
I don't know this dude's name, but this guy also allegedly gave OnlyFans models hella money too, I think.
I forgot his name.
I don't know his name.
Come on, guys, you know it. Even the last name, I don't even know the first name.
Smith.
Johnson.
George Santos.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, fuck yeah. What the fuck? Good show. He Googled this, man.
Yeah, I think I feel like it's bad that I first became aware of this from SNL sketches, but that's a lot of my political knowledge, unfortunately.
I just remember reading that name somewhere.
Yeah, what a clown. All right, that's all my questions, so.
All right, well, I've got five questions. Now, we'll see how good they are. Let's start off with I have a Taylor Swift related question. Obviously, we talked earlier about Taylor made fucking bank on her tour. Now, I knew that maybe you guys were going to talk about Taylor Swift or everybody would know stuff about Taylor Swift. So, what was the highest earning tour besides Taylor Swift last year?
Oh, that's a good question.
Also, none of my have answers either, like options, but I can give them off the top of my head.
No, that's fine. Be. I'm trying to think of the big artists that toured last year.
Beyonce.
Drake.
I want to say The Weeknd, but I don't know if he toured last year. Oh, The Weeknd. Mm.
So those are all of your answers? Just confirming.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, one of you has it right.
It's Beyonce, isn't it?
It is Beyonce.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell?
Drake?
What I was going to say Drake? Beyonce, but Drake. I don't want to copy.
I think Drake. Third was Bruce Springsteen, actually.
Whoa. Hey, Harsh's boss went to that concert.
Why wasn't Drake there?
I don't know, man.
What idiot.
We fell off.
So you guys may or may not know that the most followed Instagram account on, well, Instagram is Cristiano Ronaldo.
See.
However, what was the fastest growing account on Instagram last year? Like, who gained followers the most quickly?
Does it count the podcast one or discounting that one?
No, we kept it to solely one individual accounts. Yeah.
So is it the fastest growing account?
Yes, the most rapid rising account last year. On Instagram. Now, if you guys are totally stumped, I can give you some options.
No. We can wait. Could you say what kind of person, athlete, artist, something, entertainment person that would I give it away or
non-binary?
It has to be an actor, from a famous TV show. I think
I could be an artist, an artist or an entertainment person.
I could give you a hint if you wanted. I don't think it would give it away, but it would severely narrow down the choices you would have to make.
Larry, give a hint. Give a hint.
If you say like occupation, would actually give it away? I mean, I think that would be the easiest.
Okay. They are an actor or an actress.
Okay, Truman. Smart guy. Take it away then.
Mm-hmm. So basically the question is, who gained the most followers in 2023? Or is it fastest growing?
Fastest, it's like relative, growing. Like, so, yeah.
Damn, bro. What were some famous TV shows last year? Or movies? Shit.
Barbie. Oppenheimer.
Super Mario.
Super Mario.
Dude, fuck, I have no idea. I honestly want to say like Pedro Pascal or some shit, but I don't think that's it.
Last time they come out last year.
Fuck it, I'm going to just say Pedro Pascal. I don't know.
I will not accept that answer because I'm going to give you another semi-hint.
It's a woman.
This person, I believe, just made their account last year, but has been famous for quite some time.
Oh. Oh, wait, Loki? Oh.
Margot Robbie. For some reason, I feel like she had an account disabled and came back, but I don't know if that's true.
Is it Jennifer Aniston? I don't know why that sounds
true. I think she recently came back, too. I think she recently came back, yeah. You know, not a bad answer.
Harsha, you know about women on Instagram?
Could be a man.
You know, oh, he knows more about men on Instagram, actually.
I have no clue. I'm just gonna say Margot Robbie. I will say,
you can say it.
No, I can't. No, because you would have said Beyonce. So I will say, just pick somebody for me. Pick somebody.
Christian, pick the right answer for him. I don't even know who the fuck.
I can't think of anybody.
Think of a woman.
How do we know it's a woman?
Bro, people don't
Who's your favorite actor of last year? Men on favorite Instagram, your favorite actor crazy? Last year that's that true. Favorite actor of last year that was like relatively not known before last year. Just name.
Oh, I don't know about not known before last year, but my favorite actor on a TV show last year was Kieran Culkin.
Nice.
There you go. On what TV show?
Succession.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Definitely. Show.
Imagine the scenes.
I'm sorry. The dream is not to be. But can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Oh, is the Rock?
Yeah, he didn't have an Instagram. I didn't until know last that. Year. He got like a couple hundred mil, I think.
What? The Why do fuck? I remember him?
No, there's I no way. Remember him
posting. Okay, maybe not a couple hundred mil. That's definitely an exaggeration.
Wait, I've totally seen the Rock Instagram before. There must be.
Amen.
Amen. Don't shoot the messenger.
You know, yeah.
That's okay.
Don't yell at me, but yeah, yell at me.
The fuck did The Rock do last year, though?
He's just
Black Adam. In. Was that last year?
That wasn't last year.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. Right?
I wish that was not from any year that I was alive.
That movie wasn't that bad.
It was a fucking dog shit movie, dude. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Well, guys, if you're gonna talk about bad movies, let me step in here because we've talked about good movies so far. But now it's time. I'm definitely the pessimist. I want to talk about some shitty, shitty movies. Now, there have been a couple sites that corroborate this list of the top five bombs, like movies that did shitty, shitty, shit last year. Now, of those five bombs, how many of them were superhero movies?
Will you say bombs like compared to like the box office it bombed? Oh, like, sorry, to the budget it bombed? Is that
budget expectations?
Okay.
It's all under one big
yeah.
Disappointment.
I might think aloud here.
I think probably 60% of the five.
Interesting.
I was gonna say three.
So the same.
Okay, I'm gonna think out loud a little bit for the podcast listeners. So
Jesus Christ.
Put it we on got, me, guys. What do we got? Miss Captain Marvel. No, Captain Marvel. What is it? The Marvels. The Marvels. Yeah. That's one. Blue Beetle could have been one as well.
Was the new was Thor, was that in 2023?
No, it was 2022. Honestly, there weren't that many superhero movies that came out this year, if I'm remembering correctly.
One more.
There was... Fuck, what other came out? Oh, no. Spider-Verse thing.
Spider-Verse. Ant-Man came out this year.
Spider-Verse was a good movie.
That's not what I'm naming. I'm just naming those. Ant-Man. That's three. Is there another DC movie? Fuck it. I came up with three.
Now, I'm going to run you through the worst to like one through five.
Okay.
Now, this list is like I said, not just one site. Like, there have been a couple sites that would like aggregately list these all as shitty movies. But this site has them in this order. Number one, The Marvels. Yikes.
Yeah, probably that was the worst movie that Marvel ever did. Like, since MCU.
Like, I believe box office wise? Yeah,
box office wise.
It says that the worldwide total is 198 million, and I think the budget was over 200.
Oh my God. It lost money? It didn't even make a little bit? Shit.
I don't know. This is just, you know. Now, number two, The Flash.
The Flash! No, I watched that, bro. Fuck.
Okay. Did you think it sucked?
That's crazy.
I don't think it was that bad. I actually liked it a little bit. Even though that guy, the main actor is a piece of shit in real life. Fuck that guy. Mm. Forgot his name. Ezra Miller. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Ezra Miller, yeah. So, yes, because of him, according to this article, a lot of people boycotted the movie. So, apparently, it lost Warner 200 mil. That movie alone.
DC used to lose.
So I'm glad that you supported them, him though, Horan. I think that was...
No, I mean, I watched it on streaming. I watched it on streaming.
That still counts.
I made a point to not watch it in theaters. Hopefully not him.
No, he gets residual.
Okay, let's move on. Number three. Not a superhero movie. Fast X.
That was...
Family.
Such... Oh, wait, no. I watched Fast 9. Never mind. Not Fast X.
It still made 700 mil. Which
fucking Christ.
Across the world. Number four, we have one that you listed, Ant-Man.
Bang.
And finally, I don't know if I've actually ever heard you guys talk about this movie. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. I could just be oblivious. Shazam.
Shazam?
Oh shit, I watched that too. Like, I knew I'd forget DC movies, man. Damn it.
So four of the top five flops were superhero movies, which I think is a trend in the last few years. I think superhero movies have fallen off. I feel like I've heard a lot of people say that. So
the number is it bad that I've seen three of the five movies that you listed?
Yeah, and it's also bad that I think.
Well, I saw Shazam. Like two of them. I also saw Shazam. Fuck, I didn't
know
that.
Hey, I'll try
Shazam. Leave him alone.
I forgot about this. Sorry.
I'm surprised Blue Beetle survived the tail.
I don't think...
I think it has to do Blue with potential expectations.
No expectations. Yeah.
Because none of the next five were superhero movies at all in this top 10.
Yeah, this movie sucked. Shazam sucked.
So. Yeah, the first one was good, though. It was pain.
It's actually crazy that Netflix is streaming these movies, too. I don't know what they're doing, actually.
Yeah, probably because they had to pay $10 to have it streamed to everybody. Dog shit movies.
All right, I got two more questions to wrap us up with. Next, there was a Guinness World Record broken this year, or 2023, not this year, you know what I mean, for the most viewed video in 24 hours uploaded to YouTube that is not a music video. Do you know what that video is? So it got a world record amount of views within 24 hours of it being uploaded.
Would it give it away if we ask you like when in 2023 this was released? Like a general time period or?
If everybody agrees that might be helpful.
Would you guys want to know the information? Do you guys actually know
something? Do I need to know the exact video or do I need to know the creator?
I think if you know the video, then yeah. I don't think the creator would help you very much.
Oh, so it's not who I think. Wait, okay, hold on.
I could tell you the number that it got in 24 hours.
Sure.
I don't know if that'd be helpful.
Yeah.
It garnered 90 million views in 24 hours.
Ain't no way Mr. Beast video's ever done that, right?
No, he has. He has. He got the record like 3 times this year. Like he kept on one-upping it.
Oh, so it's him.
I think it's Mr. Beast. I don't know, but I don't know the exact video. I don't know if that's what you're asking, but I mean, that's all I know. It's got to be him. Unless there's some like, is there some viral like meme or moment, almost like the Will Smith slap that happened this year?
There's no way it would garner 90 million views on
YouTube. No, it would. It would. Because before Mr. Beast beat it, it was the Will Smith slap video.
That got 90 million views on YouTube?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know if it got 90, but it was the most in 24 hours.
Oh, I see. Shit.
But I'm trying to think if anything like that happened this year.
I don't know my Mr. Beast video catalog at all, to
be honest. Mr. Beast Squid Game.
No, you fucking bastard. I'll say Squid Game too.
No, it's not Squid Game though. He beat it after. I'm trying to, it was something that's like,
yeah, yeah, Squid Game 2.
It's like Squid Game 2. I'm saying like $1 versus $1 billion boat or some shit.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's our answer.
I don't know.
What were you going to say? What was your answer?
My answer actually was, because I knew Squid Game was released like, not this year, but the year before, I think, or maybe even 2021. So my answer was Squid Game 2, like a sequel to the video, because I didn't know anything else.
So if I were to push you guys for a non-Mr. Beast answer, what would that look like?
Oh, the trailer to the Marvels.
It's not Mr. Beast.
The cinematic trailer.
The trailer had more views than the movie.
Fuck. Can you give us a hint?
Haran is along the right line of thinking.
What'd he say?
The trailer.
The Marvels? The trailer?
No, the trailer. It's going to be a trailer for the movie.
The trailer for
Dune 2.
No. Trailer for
Barbie?
Dune, my child.
The trailer for like Barbie or something.
What else was crazy? No, nothing.
Wait, when was it? What, can you just tell us when this?
Oh, trailer for Mission Impossible.
Dude, what a stupid answer, dude. God.
But when he rides the bike across the ramp.
Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to give you guys. Opportunity.
Only that part got 90 million.
I don't think anyone gets the answer. No, just tell us the answer.
Yeah.
The trailer for GTA 6.
GTA 5? Oh, no, I was going to say it. Fuck.
Oh, my God. I was going to say it, but I didn't because I didn't know.
Dude.
It. Why the fuck would you say that? That's a good one.
Damn it, man.
That is good.
And it came out in December. And it was pretty recent. I feel like
that was actually kind of easy.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot that was last year.
To be honest, I didn't watch it. I don't think I watched it. Or maybe I saw it on
you didn't watch it?
I think I saw
it. The thing is,
it
got 90 million views after being leaked on Twitter the day before.
Crazy.
So my final question is kind of a weird one. It has to do with some geographical like census type things. But I don't know if this is accurate or not. I got it off like a government website. This could be completely false. We're talking about height. You know, height seems to be a hot button topic across the world. I was going to ask you, you know, what was on average, the shortest country in the world in 2023? But that right belongs to East Timor, a country I had never heard of before. So
what did you say?
What's the country?
East Timor.
Where is that?
It is
in Asia.
It is allegedly in Southeast Asia, is what the website told me.
Yeah.
Oh, I should know that.
Isn't it near like Bhutan or some shit?
It's under Indonesia. It's between Indonesia and Australia.
This guy just said, "There you go."
Wait, is Bhutan near it though?
No.
It's not.
Bhutan is close. What the fuck are you talking about? If it's south of Indonesia, how is it close to Bhutan, you idiot? You're so stupid.
This dude's just saying things.
Isn't Bhutan like above India? Yeah, man.
It's near Nepal. Yeah.
So instead, I'm gonna ask you, what was the tallest country in the world? Yeah, this is a country that we may know.
What country is Everest in?
Bhutan. Is it east? No. Is it west of Bhutan?
My answer is Finland.
Fuck.
Wait, where's that? Like a good answer. Where's Wembanyama from?
France.
France.
Not like that.
You still want to say that?
What's like a? Where's Jokic from? Where's Djokovic from?
Serbia. Djokovic is not that tall though. I mean, he's like 6'1", 6'2".
But it has to be something with like somewhere around there. Go on, go while I think.
I'll just say Serbia. I don't know. You know, that's where Boban's from, I think, so. Boban, Jokic, that's tall guys right there.
What'd you say, Harsha? Finland?
Yeah.
I think Bhutan's pretty close to Finland, actually.
Might be good. It is Bhutan's probably closer to Finland than
it is.
East Timor.
But West Timor is probably closer to Finland.
The people in this country, I don't know if they do just men because it's an average, like higher average. They are six foot and 1.5 inches tall.
Oh, she's my answer.
Ooh.
New Zealand.
Steven Adams. Good one.
No, that's not right, Haran. I'm going to go with.
It's
not right. Senegal. I don't know.
Senegal? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I don't know.
New Zealand's a good guess. I like New Zealand, actually.
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay, so only one of you has a guess in the top 10. And it's nine. Shit.
Let's go.
Is it Harsha?
It is Harsha.
Yeah.
The answer.
What's the actual answer, though?
Is the Netherlands.
Oh. Damn, that's crazy. Average 6'1"? Is it 6'1", right?
6.5 inch.
Damn. That's, I need to move there.
I think it's too late now, Drew. you just come and sit in the Netherlands and just fucking shoot up like 4 inches.
Shoot up what?
4 inches.
That's how they beat us in the World Cup, man. They're so tall.
So, do we have a final count on what the score is? All right, everybody loses.
I'm pretty sure I'm stuck on 1 point. I got three.
I know I got three.
I got a few of Haran's questions right and one of
them. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I got three, too. I should definitely.
Yeah, you're welcome giving easy questions, guys. God.
Yeah, I'll go with three. I'll get three, too.
All right.
Not for sure. You got at least like four.
We took off one.
Who do we want to lose the most?
I'm pretty sure I lost.
Oh, okay, then there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our year in review.
I hope you learned a thing or two.
What a wonderful year. Obviously dominated a lot by Taylor Swift and, you know, a bunch of other crazy
rightfully
things.
So.
Yeah. Not like Travis Kelce, I bet. Anyway. Let's wrap up with a couple, maybe not year in review things, but just recent review things. You guys, I don't think, knew this, but for Tarun's birthday, us and like a few other friends got him a voucher to go do a pottery class because he had expressed interest in trying to go do new things, and pottery was one of those things he had talked about. And he finally had made his way to this pottery class that we got him. So, would you like to kind of explain a little bit what this class was like? You know, what'd you make? What are you looking for? You know, all this shit.
Yeah, so this class, I pulled up. There was 5 other students other than me. There was 2 instructors. They basically came around and were like, hey, what do you want to make? And I saw this mug on Instagram that I wanted to try to make. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try to make a mug. Also, this is like the first time I've done something alone, I guess, like in a long time that was like an activity, I guess, which was like definitely interesting because I was like, oh, like, I wonder what I will be like socially, I guess, alone. I don't know. But it turned out being okay. Like there was a couple of other Indian people. So it was pretty easy to like be friends with them from the get go, to be honest. We were you know, kneading this clay. And one of them was like, oh, this is a big laddu. And I was like, yeah, it's a big laddu. And then she laughed. No, no, because the other dude that was with her was her boyfriend or fiance, one of the two. So no rizzing.
Double rizz.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so we kneaded this clay and then we put it on the wheel, which was extremely difficult, might I add, like,
because it wet,
let alone, like, yeah, definitely wet, very wet. And like, you kind of had to, like, in a way, you had to keep your like elbows tucked in using your knees essentially, because otherwise your arms just kind of flail about because the weight of the weight and the strength of the clay, I guess, is like so much that you need your knees to like keep yourself in place. Also, like, when you're doing the wheel thing, you kind of have to use like all of your body strength to like do that, which is like not at all what I was expecting. Like, I knew it might have been like tough a little bit, but like essentially putting my whole body weight on this piece of clay was pretty wild. Yeah. I was like spinning around, and there was a few times that I like lost control, and the instructor was able to like put it back centered so that it wasn't wobbling all over the place. And like, you can kind of like push in from the top and like all of the clay goes to the sides, and then you slowly like put a finger on the inside and the outside and you're able to like pull that up. Yeah, from there, after we got it on the wheel, we like stopped it. Then we used like these heat guns to like harden it just a bit so that we could transfer it over to the table where I made my like handle and attached it. Yeah, I mean, there's not much more to it. I think I really enjoyed it mainly because it was like super relaxing. Like, I wasn't really like thinking about anything else other than what was like in front of me, essentially. Right. I also think the instructor, like one of the instructors was like, well, they're both really nice, but one of the instructors, Kiki, she was hella fucking hype. Like, she was giving me like history of like pottery and shit like that, like lesson, even though she's like our age and like was like an art student at Parsons or something like that. But no, she was super dope. Yeah, I mean, it was just a general good experience. The mug didn't turn out, I mean, it turned out good, I would say. Not exactly like the picture I wanted. It's like definitely a thick ass mug. I think they gave me a lot of clay because they weren't sure like exactly how I want to make it. But I think next time, knowing this context, I would use like a lot less clay to make the walls of the mug thin and whatnot. I think moving forward, I would definitely want to do it again. Maybe ideally closer to like when the weather gets warmer, but I would want to do like an apprenticeship, such that it's like maybe like a 6 to 10 week course with like, I mean, these instructors were super cool, but I think finding like an actual like master potter or something like that, I don't know how that works necessarily.
Harry? I knew you were going to say some bullshit.
Yeah. I want to be Dobby. Yeah, finding someone like that, I feel like I would probably learn like a shit ton. And I definitely think like long term, if I have like once I get a house, like I'm definitely putting a pottery wheel in the garage or something like that, because I think if I get good enough at it, like making gifts for people would be unreal. If I was able to make like a plate or a mug or some shit for people or something like that.
I think I'd appreciate a PJ flight more than a pottery gift, but I appreciate the sentiment either way.
A PJ?
So a flight on the PJ. A flight on the PJ.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Bro, why not both? What
the fuck? Oh, complimentary pottery for on the flight on the PJ. Yeah,
no, yeah. The PJ is made out of clay. Don't you know?
Oh, you're gonna clay PJ.
I need
clay
a really PJ? Big wheel. I need a fucking I need a wheel the size of like a goddamn particle collider to make a PJ.
That's cool though. I'm glad you had a good first time.
Yeah. It was good.
Speaking of birthdays, you know, we recently had another birthday, not of us four, but Harsha's wife. This past weekend was celebrated. Make it into the temperatures that may arise or have arisen or dropped, per se.
Aroused, some would say.
Well, depending on who you are.
But actually, yeah, I don't like how I use that in this content.
That's too bad. It's staying in. Harsha, you want to tell us about
this
past weekend and like some of the stuff you did to celebrate Amrita's birthday?
Yeah. So Amrita's birthday was last Tuesday, and it kind of sucks that we couldn't have been there to celebrate on that. I mean, I couldn't have been there to celebrate on that.
No, we. It was a collective. It was a collective effort.
Yeah, we may do what we had, so we were able to celebrate when she came to Chicago. Took her to a nice dinner place called Abba, which is the sister restaurant to what we went to when you guys came, which is Ima. It's a Mediterranean place. So we tried to
take love their song. Stuff. Dancing Queen.
But this one, some of the menu had overlap, but it was cool because this one had, I think, was a little more fancier and like had cool decorations, like fake trees in the restaurant. It's just kind of different. I think the only downside was that we were really close to the other tables. Like I think there's like this like a really tiny gap in between tables or like
backstage,
which is kind of weird.
Oh, so you couldn't usually say like the regular racist stuff you usually would at dinner without someone.
True. Yeah, she couldn't. She couldn't. He was fine.
Yeah, she couldn't. Yeah. 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 She couldn't.
Yeah.
Do you guys play card roulette at the end of the meal as well?
No, we already know who's doing that. It was kind of interesting. This is the first time where she sat on the booth side, which usually how it goes, but the waitress when she came to take our order, she just like sat down next to her and just started talking to us like, hey, so what do you guys want? Amrita got so like weirded out. She was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I feel like that's nice. Kind of that's intense. Like kind of friendly.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah, but I wouldn't have said that if she was like sitting right next to me.
Oh really?
On that topic, when I've been in Chicago, like the waiting staff there have been like really nice. Like everyone I've interacted with that, like the restaurant.
I think it's a Midwest thing.
Probably, yeah, but like I'm just thinking compared to like every other place I've been to, it's real, they're much better.
Maybe they all find you really attractive in Chicago, Haran.
I don't think that's right.
I actually thought of that because when we came back to Chicago from home in January, like we had a lot of stuff to carry, obviously from the Uber, like 3 suitcases each. And like he parked right where the parking garage is, so it's just on the corner of my apartment building, and like we just had to go straight and then take a left to get to our apartment. And like on that like less than 5 minute walk, like 3 or 4 people asked if we needed help, which was like kind of refreshing. Damn. I was like, wow, this is so super nice. Like 2 people asked, like 1 old man came like walking. I was like, no, I'm fine. And then like held open the door and like, yeah.
That's really nice.
So great to be back.
Yeah. Are you going to pay that forward?
I try to. I mean...
No, he's just busy, bro. You got a busy man, dude. He's running on a schedule. He don't got time to help out.
I don't think I'll go out of my way to like walk over if I see somebody on the other side of the street struggling with something, but I feel like if they're near me and they have their hands full,
I've always thought to offer, but then it's like I feel like I was on the receiving end, I'd feel kind of weirded out to like let a stranger help me. Even if they don't get a nice offer, I would just be like, oh, thank you, but I'm okay.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Please. I'm scared. Scared of you.
I think it's different when you live in an apartment building though, because I think it is different in the Midwest in general, but I don't know, I don't like talk to like my neighbors like at all, right? But like when I see them in the lobby or like they have like packages or whatever, like they've been a lot more helpful with like, you know, doing a similar type of like hospitality thing. And I think it is more common like in the Midwest than here, and I think I just like happen to be getting lucky, but yeah, I think maybe it's a if you have a lot of people that live in the same area for maybe like a long amount of time, it tries to build like a new version of like a, I don't know, sense of community or something.
Yeah.
I just thought it was different this time because I think it was just like half the people were just outside just walking. Like
No, absolutely. I think that's
you went in the building. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, my plan, I bought decorations, and I guess this is the first time where I've hosted something for Amrita's birthday ever since we started dating. I feel like usually we celebrate UVA or her house. Or
I mean, you technically hosted one of her birthdays, but I guess she helped with decorations, so I don't know if that counts. Like that one time at your house. But I guess, like,
oh, yeah. That was probably the last time. Yeah. But So I bought these decorations. And I wanted to like get it all ready before she came on Thursday, but I was just too busy. And we decorated together. Which
is that's exactly what next happened.
Time, yeah. Yeah. Well, that time at my house was worse because I think it was her idea to get decorations. So we're making some progress. Hopefully next year I will.
Yeah, next year it'll be all decorated. But no, she'll live with you. So like you have even less time.
Yeah,
to...
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's her fault, man. Her fault.
Yeah. That's why the cake was a surprise. I was like, hey, I have to go get something. But I have to get it only on Saturday morning. And so I just didn't tell her. I was like, yeah, I'm getting a cake. Cake was really good. I was really proud of myself. I got a lot of compliments.
Not that what kind of cake did you get?
I just go get it. But it was a chocolate coffee hazelnut cake.
Fuck yeah.
Very nice. Like very nice flavors.
All of her favorite flavors, I think, for things. It was nice.
Trina's so gassed about that, bro.
Yeah. She just heard chocolate yeah. and then boom.
It was like hazelnut on the outside. So it was nice.
Who's Hazel?
Oh my god.
No, I was laughing at how harsh it went. It's Hazel on the outside.
Hey man, let him move, man.
What else? Oh yeah, we had brunch. It was cool. She got coconut French toast, which I never had before.
Coconut? Like coconut shavings? Or
coconut
like
shavings and then coconut I think like some ice cream on it too.
Ooh. Mm, that's pretty good.
It was good. It was really good. It was like a Mexican.
She loves French fusion. Toast.
Yeah, that was the reason we picked this place. It was because of the French toast that it had.
Nice.
Yeah, we went to Fed's. Saw the guy that cooked.
Oh, I love Fed.
Yeah. So we actually there. It was pretty empty, like it was when we were there. But there was one big group there, and they were all Browns fans actually. So started barking. Nice.
The people just casual.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like they're brown people fans, so they're like they started barking at Harsha like, "Hey, you're brown."
Harsha actually like, "It's a dog pound."
And then we went to the bar, and then we just went to the bar for fun. Nothing was
right.
Nothing was going on at that time. But.
Yeah.
And good you stuff. Were standing outside in the warm, balmy weather.
Yeah.
Wait, Harsha, did you do well? Just out of curiosity, did you do well that night to like? Keep emotions in check even though you're upset but you're still celebrating like her birthday like celebration, you know.
After the game was over, we had dinner. It was just me, her, and one other person, and then we played Catan and all. So yeah, I just couldn't look at football. I was just pretty I wasn't super enthusiastic.
That's tough. It's a tough loss.
Ankit or Art texted us, and then they were like, "How is Emma's birthday celebration going?" And this was like right after the game. I was like, "Terrible!" I was like, "Fucking terrible!" it wasn't great. But I think from this whole like birthday thing, I think one thing I'm gonna buy like ASAP is a cart to get groceries.
Yeah,
because I bought like 3 champagne bottles. This was before. This was by myself. I bought 3 champagne bottles, like some juice, and like a bunch of other crap, and like. It was like $150 worth of stuff, but I couldn't carry it. Like, I couldn't carry it. I had to lift my traps up to just lift the bags off the ground. I was stopping like every 5 seconds. I feel like throwing up. I don't know why I bought all that. After I looked at the cart, I was like, fuck, maybe I should have done, like, got half of this tomorrow. But yeah, I was sore for like the whole weekend.
You should have just took the cart home and like brought it back.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I should have. But
damn.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a cart. I saw some guy in the grocery store with a suitcase.
That's so a business transaction.
You got people on the street who will help you with a suitcase. Then you got people with a suitcase trying to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I heard that was good. I think she had a good time. So it's all that matters in the end. But 26 is pretty old.
That's the final takeaway here.
You're crazy.
Final takeaway.
Key takeaways.
But you were saying your traps were kind of sore, right?
Mm-hmm.
From carrying those bags. Well, it's a good thing you guys have this gym bet going on that hopefully your traps won't be, or hopefully they will be sore, I guess, continuing on from now. But I did not take part in this gym bet because I am still recovering from an injury. Yeah, they're going to give me shit about it. But anyway, I'm going to let Tarun introduce this bet to the listeners so they're all aware of what's going on.
Yeah, so the impetus of this bet was first discovered within the...
Stop. What? The impetus of discovering...
Shut the fuck up. So like I was saying, as we all know...
I hate this guy.
The impetus of this bet was discovered upon and within... the car of Amrita's when she was driving us to the New Year's cabin. And basically, like, Harsh and I, were all three of us, were just talking about, you know, what we wanted to, you know, do in 2023, like goals and such. 2024, thank you. And we were just saying generally that, like, yeah, we want to be more consistent in the gym. And so we were talking about, you know, how do we keep accountable? And we came up with this plan. Of basically we said that we would go to the gym a certain number of times, and for every day that we missed, we would have to pay the other person $5. So the number that we landed on per month for times we need to get into the gym or do some sort of physical activity, such as like playing basketball or playing football or I don't know, yoga, some shit, was 14 days out of the month. We came upon 14 days because I think we said that it was like three or four days a week, like on average. If you're like based on our schedules, like that's like a goal. Like honestly, like for me, that feels like it's kind of hard, which is just enough of a challenge to like, you know, make me motivated to finish it. And so we also said as part of this bet that like anytime you're in the gym, you got to send like a picture showing that you're in the gym that day. Otherwise, it doesn't count. And so, yeah, we started essentially like after the first week of January because we're all traveling back to Nova and getting resettled and whatnot. I would say
I'm also doing this, by the way. It's not just Harsha and Tarun.
Did Haran say that?
He did, but I said, you didn't when you explained.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My bad. I said the three that's of them.
Okay. I was going to.
That's pretty fucked up, Tarun.
That's fair.
I mean, to be that's fair, at this point, I haven't done it yet. But
wait, no, what are you talking about? Okay, well, let me get to it. So I would say like all of us technically started like January 7th, maybe. So yeah, at the time of recording this, it's been 10 days. I am on 5 out of 14 days. I think Harsh is on 6. And Krishna, are you on 3 or 2?
I'm on 2. Let's go.
He's on 2.
Pretty much every day, the rest of the month, I have to go to the gym.
That's crazy. No, no, you have like 3-4 days.
So you have one cheat day. 1 or 2 cheat days.
I mean, I went today, so.
He did go. He went early as fuck in the morning.
Well, yeah, like I got up at 7:30 and went to the gym.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy. Hella kudos to that. How do you guys feel it's been going so far?
I feel like it's worse for you guys because you have to actually go somewhere. I just have to go downstairs, especially because it's been cold for you guys, like to go to the gym and back. I have, for reasons that are both within and without of my control, had a late start, pushed even later. So I'm in this position to where I may be going twice in a day, once or twice over the next couple of weeks, which we have clarified. By Harsh's rule, is okay as long as each time you go, you have to shower. Like, so like you can't play basketball for an hour and then go lift for an hour because that's counted as like one shower.
Wait, really? You're doing that?
Yeah. I think so.
That's so dumb. So like.
I think that's kind of fair.
I think it is fair.
Why
is that fair? Explain. I'm just like, as a bipartisan.
Because like it's one, I mean, I don't totally agree with it, but the thinking behind it is it's one like whole act of like activity.
Going to the gym and working out or doing something.
You like, that's one action of.
No, just because I'm just confused.
They're separate activities, but they're not.
The four of us. We agreed upon that would count as two separate ones. Trun actually said that would count as two.
No. So like. You can go, you can play basketball and that can count as one. But if you also like right after or right before do one of those things,
then no, it doesn't count. You got that just after, yeah. I mean, as long as you all agree on it, I guess that's fair. I think that's just so stupid.
I mean,
well, I could go to the gym and like run and then play basketball and then swim and then work out in like 4 hours and then that's like four.
Yeah,
that's like 4 days.
Yeah, but that's fair.
But that's only like one exertion under your body.
That means you're scheduling via budgeting 4 hours in one day. I think that's even harder to do.
Nah, but I think that's.
I think more so it's the consistency rather than the volume. Yeah. And I think going to the gym multiple times a month rather than just exercising 14 times in a month is.
Yeah, because hold on. If I take tomorrow off, I could spend the day in the gym from like 10 a.m. to like 12 a.m. Just get the whole month done.
14 hours.
Yeah, like Pilates, yoga.
I guess you would have to put a cap on it. I was thinking like if you do wait for an hour and then ball for like 3 hours, count as two activities, not like whatever. But yeah. I mean, yeah.
So there's that. I see the point. And then I made this clarification today. That instead of sending $5 to one person, it's each person $5. So like say I miss out on 2 days this month. I send Tarun $5 and I send Harsha $5. So but like only it's kind of double the cost.
Only if me and Tarun pass the
Yeah. Assuming that they did everything, which they are on track to do.
So that wasn't an initial rule. We had said like let's say I get 11 out of 14 and Christian gets like 12 out of 14, then I would just have to send him $5 because like, you know, there's only a 1 day discrepancy, right? You got one more day than me.
No, you wouldn't send Christian anything.
Well, not anymore. But when we first decided, we didn't have the successful rule. But I think it is good rule. I think it is good rule.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a good thing going here.
No, how's Harsha doing? Harsha didn't give his update.
Yeah, Harsha, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. I think... nothing's changed. I feel like I haven't gotten out of my way to go to the gym for this purpose yet. So I think that's probably good.
It's like a natural feel. That's good.
Yeah. I think what's changed just generally is I try to start my day earlier. Even though I don't go to the gym earlier, I just start like doing homework or something so that I can go to the gym. And I think that's helped a lot. Yeah. I could also go to my apartment gym, especially when it was cold, but I don't like going there.
Yeah,
that walk's not bad.
I think this will really come into test when we're doing more traveling. Because I feel like in January, like we're all kind of like stable from now on. But then like February might change that. And then we'll see how the rest of the year develops.
I can't wait to see what Europe is like for you guys.
Dude, I'm so
morning
pumped.
Runs.
Dude, absolutely.
You'll be good by then. You'll be good by then. Haran, you can run too.
Oh yeah, Haran.
Yeah, but you said you guys can't join late.
No,
you're absolutely fucking doing this.
Wait, no, that's what you said. Wait, what?
No, who said that?
Bro, wait, that was cap, fam. What the fuck? Why would I say that? Just kidding.
No, I thought you were being serious. I asked like 3 times. You said no every time. Like dead ass.
That was such a joke. I was like, bro, come on, bro, it's me. Why would I say that to you?
Okay, yeah, then I'll join later. No, I legitimately thought that you didn't want me to, like, if I didn't join in Jan, said, like,
no.
You're like, you can join later, but you have to pay.
To try and coerce you to do it in January.
To start now. Because we had already started late, and I was like, because we said that, I said that I would count PT for you. And so I was like, you know, like, do PT, you do, like, you know, you're doing, like, home workouts and stuff. You've been doing that. I was like, I'll allow that because you injured. But...
I thought you were being serious. Okay, well, sure. I can join starting next month, I guess, when I get back.
Yeah, February. That's fine. Oh. Run it.
Okay.
I think actually morning runs in Europe would be an insane way to explore. Actually, that would be great. But that means I should probably start running now. Preload. What does that mean?
Like in May, because like we're gonna be going like May and June.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be in Europe, I think, from like May 13th. So like, I couldn't have even done the entire month yet, even if I don't.
Shit, that's crazy. Yeah.
So you can run onto the field at Madrid,
and get arrested, and then I guess I could do. You know, I'll have nothing else to do in jail.
You can work out in jail. Yeah.
If you get onto the field, I'll give you +5. If you streak the field, I'll give you +10.
Why would he do this? First visit to the fucking stadium?
Become that's such an American thing to do.
Wait, what? Visit? Not, I didn't say visit, did I? I said like if he sneaks onto, like if he runs on the
field. No, not even his first, he's never been to the stadium. I think, but like his first like actual game, like watching yeah. it, he will fucking streak yeah. on the field.
Actually, so I'll give you a plus three if you don't go to the game.
Stupid. So I get three That's days crazy. And like save like $300? Oh, interesting.
Nah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try and do like 10 in May before I go. And then between Paris and Spain, before we even go on our trip, I want to get it knocked out, like go on a run in this park that I know in Madrid. That's nice. So May I got covered, but it's up until then, which will be tough.
Yeah.
I think that next hack is to go in the morning, next step, because in the evening it's too full.
Evening is really hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like my thing right now is like, I think I do have like, now that I'm like, even though I'm only like 5 real days in, I would say like I'm on a good stride of like, you know, I feel good after working in the gym. So I have the motivation to go over and over again. And also like when I see you guys post in the chat, I'm like, yo, like I got to make it happen. But there's just like no schedule to when I go in the morning, go in the afternoon, go in the evening, go late at night. Like I need somewhat of like a routine so that I know like, hey, this is like gym time and I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to eat dinner after or whatever. Cause otherwise it's getting kind of like weird and school hasn't even started for me yet. Yeah. But the problem for me is like going in the morning is like, I need to eat before I go to the gym. Otherwise I don't really have a good workout, but like making food, then eating and then giving it enough time to like digest a bit. So I don't just yak there. It's like, that means I have to wake up super early, which means I have to sleep early. But we have stuff like this podcast and school, which is like, it's just tough. Yeah. So I think better strategies, somewhat like what Harsha said, where it's like, yeah, get some more work done in the morning. And then by the time it's the evening, it's a little bit more relaxed. I can take my time and yeah, go to the gym. But yeah, let's see.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
We can give a end of month.
Yeah. I think these things will naturally like fall into place as we get more accustomed to it.
We hope you guys are also accustomed to listening to this podcast. And if you are, you know that this means that we're ending it because we used a shitty outro transition. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, you know, kind of recap of recent stuff, recap 2023. Hope you learned some stuff with our little trivia game, you know, year in review, big fat 2023. What the fuck's it called? One of those things.
Big Fat Quiz of the Year.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure to check us out over on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, TikTok. I don't think I actually said a bullshit one this time, so those are all real. Also, check us out on Instagram over at An Interesting Discussion. We got tons of guest posts, little videos, you know, see everybody who we had on in 2023 and our new guests in 2024 already. Stay tuned next week and we'll hopefully have a really cool guest coming on. And yeah, we look forward to that episode and we hope you tune into all the episodes coming in this wonderful year 2024. Catch y'all next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys. Bye.